Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums, T-U-M-S. Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents A Date with Judy.
Hello?
Hello, Judy. This is Oogie.
Oh, hello, Oogie.
Judy, could I have a date tonight?
Oh, definitely not, Oogie. I've got a lot of homework to do and I want to wash my hair. And besides, I promised Mother I'd stay home.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to take you to the Jitterbug Joint for Junior.
The Jitterbug Joint? Oh, that's different, Oogie. Pick me up at 8:30.
That's Judy, folks. Judy Foster, the cutest date in town. Your date with her each Tuesday at the same time is arranged by the makers of Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion. Well, let's see what's doing at the Foster house. Judy, her mother, and her 12-year-old brother Randolph are in the living room. Judy speaks.
Oh, it's so beautiful outside. It almost hurts me.
Hey, you look like you got a stomachache.
The sunset. Glorious.
Judy, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean, Mother?
You have that look on your face again.
Frankly, the love bug has bitten me.
That's the busiest love bug I ever heard of. By actual count, it's bitten you 14 times since January 1st.
Oh, nothing else counts but this. Everything else was just sort of puppy love.
And who do you love this time? A dog?
Oh, Randolph, you do say the most awful things to Judy.
As a matter of fact, I'm not in love at all. It's only a slight interest. I just happen to think Kenneth McKenzie is the most gorgeous, attractive, brilliant, adorable man I ever knew.
Well, that's a slight interest, all right.
Well, the important thing is he interested in you?
No, that's the trouble. He's never even given me a look. Except in school today when I spilled a bottle of ink on him.
I bet then he gave you a look, a dirty look.
Oh, I'll never get any place with him. Might as well face the fact. I'm hopelessly in love.
Well, we're back to love again. Whatever happened to that slight interest?
The phone seems to be ringing.
Anybody who thinks I'm going to answer is crazy.
Go ahead, Randolph. I don't want people to think I'm always hanging around the phone waiting for it to ring.
Why deceive people?
Please, Randolph. It may be Kenneth McKenzie.
That poor ink-soaked wretch? If it is, I'll eat my tennis racket.
Oh, all right, Randolph. If you're going to be contemptible. Hello?
Hello, Judy. This is Kenneth McKenzie.
It is! Jeepers! Hello, Kenneth.
I'm now eating my tennis racket.
Would you give me a date tonight, Judy?
Well, of course. Well, I'd just love to.
Okay. Will it be all right if I wear my baseball uniform?
Your baseball uniform?
Yes, on account of the ink you spilled on my suit, I can't wear it. And my other suit's at the cleaner's.
Oh, that'll be perfectly all right, Kenneth. I think you look just lovely in your baseball uniform.
Okay. There's only one more thing.
What, Kenneth?
Will it be all right if we spend the evening on your front porch? Well, I couldn't go anyplace in my baseball uniform.
Well, I just adore spending the evening on our front porch.
You must be loved.
Swell. Then I'll see you around 8. So long.
So long. Oh, it's really happened. He's asked me for a day.
What was in that ink you spilled on him? A love potion?
Well, I'm glad you have a date with him, dear.
Yes. Jeepers. Now what'll I tell Oogie Pringle?
You have to tell him anything?
Well, of course. I have a date with him tonight, too.
Judy, you mean you're going to break a date with Oogie?
Naturally.
Oh, you'll treat that poor boy terribly.
He likes it. Oh, jeepers, what excuse can I give him for breaking the date?
Well, you can say you're engaged to be married.
No, I told him that the last time.
Judy, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Well, I'll just call him up and I'll think of something on the spur of the moment. The best things I ever think up are the things I think up in the spur of the moment.
Well, I'm not going to hang around and listen to you torture Oogie. I'm going next door to Mrs. Schlutzhammer's for a few minutes.
Okay. I'll hang around and listen to her torture Oogie.
Try and be gentle, Judy.
I will, Mother.
Have a telephone, Judy.
Thanks.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Hello?
Hello? Oogie?
Yes?
Oh, this is Judy.
Yes, I know.
Oogie? There's something I've got to tell you.
Is it pertaining to our date tonight?
In a way, yes. I've got to break it.
Break it? Oh, Judy.
I'm terribly sorry, Oogie, but I've got a very good reason.
You have?
Mm-hmm. The reason is,
Here comes the spur of the moment.
Well, why I have to break my date with you, Oogie, is, Randolph has the measles.
Judy, I do not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Judy.
And you know how contagious measles are, Oogie. And on account of I've been in contact with Randolph, I might be a carrier.
Well, how do you like that?
And you wouldn't want me to give you the measles, would you, Oogie?
No, I guess not. Though I'd rather get them from you than from anybody else I know.
Why, that's awfully sweet of you to say that, Oogie.
Judy, I'm in the pink of health. I never felt better in my life.
Well, so long, I guess.
So long. I'll let you know when Randolph recovers. Bye.
I'll let you know when Randolph recovers. Goodbye.
Oh, Randolph, I had to say something.
But of all the things there are in the world to say, why did you have to say that?
It occurred to me, that's why.
The darndest things occur to you.
Well, you didn't want me to hurt Oogie's feelings, did you?
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, Randolph, you're utterly heartless.
Me heartless? And you're the one who deliberately gave her own brother the measles.
Oogie, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, Mama.
You have such a funny look on your face, dear. I know something must be wrong.
Well, Judy Foster broke a date with me again.
She did? Well, I always told you she was flighty. And I hate to say it, Oogie, but she's just not good enough for you.
Oh, yes, she is. She's much too good for me. She's almost an angel.
Well, I don't know why you don't like that nice Nelson girl. Her mother is such a good friend of mine.
She has a mustache.
That's absolutely untrue. Besides, it would be a simple matter to shave it off.
Judy had a very good reason for breaking her date with me. Her brother Randolph has the measles, and she...
Oogie, did you say Randolph has the measles?
Yes, I did.
My word, and your little brother was playing with Randolph this morning.
Oh, well, I don't suppose...
Where is that child? Robert! Robert! Oh, I'm going to put him right to bed. Robert!
Yeah?
You come right in the house this minute. My goodness gracious, he may be getting the measles any minute. Robert! Hello, Mother.
Have a nice time with Mrs. Schlitzhammer's?
Yes, I did. But you know what happened?
No.
Well, while I was there, Mrs. Pringle called Mrs. Schlitzhammer. And do you know what?
I'm all ears.
Well, Mrs. Pringle broke a date with Mrs. Schlitzhammer this evening because her little boy is coming down with the measles.
Yes.
Yes.
Boy, there's getting to be a regular epidemic around here.
Is there really? Well, I didn't know that. Oh, Judy, I'm awfully glad you broke your date with Oogie tonight.
You are?
Why, yes. Oogie's undoubtedly been in direct contact with his little brother. And why, Judy, he might have given the measles to you.
Well, I'm sure the mothers of Judy's friends have enough to do without worrying about a measles epidemic. For if you're an American housewife, you're the busiest woman on earth. Your days are just hectic with washing, scrubbing, mending, marketing, cooking, and childcare, and that's not half of it. No wonder you often have acid indigestion. What can you do about it? Well, here's what millions do. At the first sign of heartburn or excess stomach acidity, slip a couple of Tums in your mouth. Nothing to mix or stir. You don't even need water. Tums melt on your tongue like candy mints. And with unbelievable speed, they bring peace and comfort to an upset acid stomach. So be prepared. Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. For you never know when or where acid indigestion may strike. Get your Tums at any drugstore. Only 10 cents a roll. Free roll package for a quarter. And now back to A Date with Judy. Well, in order to break a date with Oogie Pringle, Judy told him Randolph had the measles. And when Oogie's mother found out, she remembered that Oogie's little brother had been playing with Randolph that morning, and now she's putting the child to bed. Just now we pick up Oogie talking on the telephone.
Hello, is Mrs. McKenzie home, please?
Yes, but she's busy at the moment. May I take the message?
Well, it's a sort of personal message. Who's speaking?
This is her son, Kenneth.
Oh, hiya, Kenneth. This is Oogie.
Oh, hi, Oogie.
Hi. Listen, my mother says to ask your mother, was your little sister playing with my little brother this afternoon?
Yes, my little sister was playing with your little brother. She was telling us just a little while ago. He kicked her in the teeth.
Oh, well, then she's in danger.
In danger of what?
Well, she might have picked up a disease from my little brother.
What? Did he bite her, too?
Oh, it's not hydrophobia. It's measles.
Measles?
Yes, my mother says to warn your mother. On account of my little brother was playing with Randolph this morning, and Randolph has the measles.
Who, Randolph Foster?
Yeah.
Judy Foster's brother?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Oh, I happen to find that a very interesting fact.
Judy, you answer. It's probably for you anyhow.
Oh, it probably isn't. I kept count for a whole week once, and I figured out that only 49 1/3% of the phone calls in this house are for me.
Well, I have a feeling that this call doesn't belong to my 50 2/3%.
Oh, all right. But people must think I'm hanging around the phone all the time.
Aren't you?
Quiet, Randall. Hello?
Hello, Judy.
Yes?
This is Kenneth McKenzie speaking.
Oh, hello, Kenneth.
Well, Judy, I don't know how to say this, but, well, I've got to break my date with you tonight.
You do?
Yes. My mother said I'd have to break it on account of the measles.
The measles?
Gracious, does somebody else have the measles?
I don't get it, Kenneth.
Well, we heard Randolph had the measles, and on account of you probably having been in direct contact with him, well, my mother thinks I'd better not be exposed to you.
But, Kenneth,
I'm terribly sorry. Let me know when Randolph recovers. So long.
So long.
Well, what was that, Judy?
He broke his date with me because he heard Randolph had the measles.
Randolph, the measles, is what on earth gave him that idea?
That's the funniest thing I ever heard of.
Well, that's perfectly ridiculous, Judy. Randolph's in the pink of health. Are you, dear?
Oh, I'm dying laughing, but outside of that, I feel fine.
Oh, dear, your face is rather red.
Well, no wonder. Look how he's laughing.
Randolph, what's that spot on your face?
Where?
Right there on your chin, a little red mark. It's a measle.
Oh, no, it isn't, Mother. I cut myself.
I wish I were dead.
Well, how did you cut yourself, Randolph?
Well, I... Oh, all right, if you must know. I was shaving.
Shaving?
Well, I was in the bathroom, and there was Father's razor. Well, I just naturally...
Oh, Randolph, you're much too young to shave.
You haven't got anything to shave, anyhow.
Is that so, Smarty Pants? I counted 5 hairs on my chin this morning. 2 more hairs than I had a month ago.
With a big job like that, you should have gone to a barber.
Randolph, I want to ask you something. Have you been playing with Oogie Pringle's little brother, Robert, lately?
Yeah, I was playing with him this morning.
Oh, good gracious. No wonder Kenneth thinks you have the measles. Do you realize Oogie's little brother has the measles, and Kenneth probably saw you playing with him, and... Randolph, you're probably coming down with the measles this very minute.
Now, Mother, don't look at me that way. Just let me explain.
You explain nothing. You get right upstairs and get into bed this very minute.
Mother!
I'm going to call the doctor.
Judy, you certainly got me into a heck of a mess.
Well, I didn't mean to, Randall.
You know, I am in bed. I've had a doctor poking at me.
It'll be a nice rest for you.
But I don't need a rest, and you wouldn't let me explain.
Oh, Randall, please don't tell on me. After all this excitement, Mother would be furious at me if she knew I was the cause of it all. Besides, don't you think I've suffered enough?
You suffered?
Yes. Having Kenneth break his date with me and all. Don't start laughing again. I don't think it's funny Kenneth broke his date with me. And he's so adorable.
Oh, that's not what I'm laughing about this time. I'm laughing because Oogie Pringle's little brother has the measles, and now you can't call Oogie back and make a date with him again.
Oh, I hear Mother coming upstairs. Please don't tell me, Randall.
Okay. But if I have to take castor oil, I'll tell all right.
Oh, you probably won't. Here she comes. What did the doctor say, Mother?
Well, he said Randolph didn't have any symptoms yet.
Yes.
But he says since you've been exposed, you might break out any minute, and in the meantime, just to keep you quiet. And as for you, Judy.
Yes?
Yes, the doctor says since you've been exposed to Randolph, to keep you quiet, too.
He did?
Yes, so you go right on in your room and get into bed.
Oh, Mother!
Ha-ha! Oh, my, what mess. Hello?
Hello. Is this Mrs. Foster?
Yes, it is.
Well, this is Miss Hazlett, Randolph's history teacher, you know.
Oh, yes, Miss Hazlett. I was coming to the PTA meeting tonight, but
That's what I want to tell you. My car's all out of gas, and you live in my neighborhood, so I was wondering if you'd pick me up.
Oh, but that's what I want to tell you. I can't come to the meeting tonight.
Oh, you can?
No, I'm afraid Randolph's coming down with the measles.
Is that so? Well, I'm afraid there's a regular epidemic around town. The little Mackenzie girl has it, too.
Kenneth McKenzie's sister?
Why, yes, I guess so. Why?
Oh, no reason. My daughter Judy had a date with Kenneth tonight, but anyhow, it's broken. Besides, she's been exposed to Randolph's measles, and I've got her in bed, so she couldn't go out in any case.
This measles situation is really getting serious, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I hear there's a terrible epidemic.
I think I ought to call up Mr. Winfield and tell him about it.
Oh, you mean the principal of the school?
Yes. I think with the measles this bad, the school should definitely be shut down.
amazing about that?
Oh, nothing. No reason.
Who broke a date with you?
Me? Oh, Barbara Winthrop.
That's so.
Yes.
Too bad.
You know, Ken, I think I'm going to swear off you.
Oh, isn't that a rather drastic step?
No, I've given it a lot of consideration. I've made up my mind.
Oh, I don't know. Women are very important in some respects. Now, if you were a foster, for instance...
Ken, I just as soon not talk about it.
Why?
Well, she's just not good enough for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if your stomach could talk, here's what it might say to you.
Say, what do you think I'm made of? Castor oils? What's the big idea? You eat so fast, I can't catch up with my work. So I'm protesting, see? Acid indigestion is my way of telling you that I feel abused.
And heed that protest, ladies and gentlemen. Heed it, and it's the very first sign of upset acid stomach, heartburn, that uncomfortable, full feeling. Slip one or two Tums in your mouth, just as you would candy mints. They work amazingly fast to neutralize the excess acid in your stomach. And let me say, Tums act in a different way from most other antacids. For Tums contain no soda or other water-soluble alkali. Therefore, they do not over-alkalize your stomach or cause an acid relapse. So be wise. Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. Only 10 cents a roll in a drugstore. But be sure you get Tums for the tummy, T-U-M-S. There are many imitations of Tums, but no substitute for them. And now, back to A Date with Judy. And Judy is caught in her own trap. She broke a date with Oogie by saying Randolph has a measles. And word of an epidemic got around, and now Kenneth has broken a date with Judy. Moreover, Mother has sent both Judy and Randolph to bed. Listen.
Hey, Randolph.
What do you want?
Come on in my room, man. I want to tell you something.
Yeah?
Close the door.
What's up?
Mother was just upstairs a minute ago. And she told me they're closing down the school because of the epidemic.
Hooray!
Don't look so cheerful. What if they find out nobody really has the measles?
Yeah. We can't let that happen.
You know what we've done? We've created an epidemic.
What do you mean, we? We did it single-handed.
What do you want me to do? I'm going to call Mrs. Pringle and tell her you don't really have the measles, and then she'll know her little boy doesn't have it, and then Mrs. McKenzie will know her little girl doesn't have it, and the epidemic will be over.
What? And let the school open up again? Over my dead body.
Well, I've simply got to call off this epidemic. Keeping Kenneth and me apart.
And I've simply got to keep this epidemic going. It's keeping school and me apart, and that's the way I like it.
Oh, no, you don't, Randolph Foster. I'm going to tell Mother the truth.
And admit you started the whole thing?
My back is to the wall. I'll have to confess.
Oh, no, you don't, Judy Foster.
Oh, yes, I will, Randolph Foster.
Stay here, Judy. Stay here. Mother! Mother!
Come on upstairs a minute. I want to tell you something.
What's wrong?
Are you beginning to get symptoms, Judy?
No, that's just it.
What are you talking about?
Mother, I have to tell you the truth. Randolph doesn't have measles at all.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, the way everything happened was when I called Oogie to break my...
Listen, what's that going on?
I don't know.
It's Randolph.
Oh, Randolph, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm dying. I'm dying.
So, your brother doesn't have the measles, Judy? Just look at his face. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, I've got fever. I'm burning up. Now I have chills. Oh. I'm freezing to death.
Oh, you poor darling. Give me that other blanket, Judy.
Oh,
just tuck you up all warm, dear. Oh. Peter, that's funny. I was talking to him a minute ago, and there wasn't a single spot on his face.
Now, that's me. Oh, you'll break out all of a sudden.
Oh.
Now, baby, you just take off the covers. Now, go right downstairs and get you some hot tea.
Oh, thanks. But I'd rather have a ham sandwich.
Now, don't be silly, dear. If you have a chill, hot tea will warm you up.
Well, yeah, but don't you think I ought to eat something to keep my strength up?
No, you can't have anything to eat, Randolph.
Don't forget the old saying, starve a fever and feed a chill.
Hot tea is all you need.
But I'm hungry.
You watch him for me while I run down home.
I will, Mother. I'll watch him very carefully.
Oh.
Hey, Randolph, Mother's gone. You can stop groaning. Now, where did you get those spots in your face?
Out of the McCuricone bottle in the bathroom.
You do? deliberately painted those spots on your face, I thought so.
Now, Judy, if you betray my measles and let the school open again, I'll get something worse. Mumps, maybe.
You won't be able to paint mumps on your face. No, Randolph, I'm going to put the kibosh on this right now.
I'll give you my answer.
I don't want to spill this hot tea.
But, Mother, there's something you've got to know.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Judy, will you just... No. No, take this tea into Randolph while I answer the phone.
All right, Mother.
If he does look ill, Judy, be very nice to him.
I'll be nice to him. Hello?
Hello,
Mrs. Foster?
Yes?
This is Mrs. Pringle.
Oh, Mrs. Pringle, how are you, little boy?
Probably developing symptoms right this minute. And all I say is, I don't think it's very considerate of you to let Randolph stay with him.
Considerate of me? Why, Mrs. Pringle, if you really want the truth, I think you have no business letting your son play with Randolph.
Well, of all the nerve, how dare you say such a thing? If you have any brains at all, you keep Randolph, for he can give things to other children.
Randolph gives things to other children? Well, how dare you say such a thing to me when you deliberately made your little boy give Randolph the measles?
How you have to be ashamed of yourself saying a thing like that. Robert didn't give him to Randolph. Randolph gave him to Robert.
Oh, how utterly ridiculous. Why, Randolph didn't have a sign of a measle until he stayed with Robert. Why, of course not. Where else is that? Randolph gets the measles except from Robert.
But I thought, well, that's my story. Because Robert didn't have a thing this morning. And he hasn't got anything yet.
He hasn't. But I thought...
I know. I thought Randolph had.
Well, a moment ago I did too, but... Pringle, I'm going upstairs a second and find out something. I'll call you right back.
Hi, Mother.
Oh, I'm dying.
I'll tell you in a minute if you are now.
Oh, the pain is almost unbearable.
Where are you going, Mother? Right into the bathroom.
What are you going to do, Mother?
Wash your face.
Oh, no. Oh, don't do that. I've got chills.
Washing my face is killing me.
I'll take that chance.
Oh, no, don't. Won't.
Well, I thought so. Pink wash rag. Don't about it.
Mature, so.
I'm awfully glad I found out. Mother, I was trying to
tell. Well, Randolph,
what are you going to do, Mother?
You're going to tell me to see that Robert can get up.
Oh, Butterfly. Then Kenneth's little sister can get up, too, and Kenneth can have a date with you tonight.
Oh, anyhow, I can get up, too.
Oh, no, you can't, huh? After the spanking you're going to get, you'll be in no condition to get up.
Where's Judy, Randolph?
Getting dressed for a date with Kenneth.
Oh, what a day.
I'm so embarrassed in my life.
Well, it's a perfect fool calling up Miss Davis and telling her to tell Mr. Winfield not to close the school.
Well, that was the quickest epidemic this town ever had.
Oh, that must be terrible.
Yeah, all of them.
Hello, Randolph.
Well, blow me down if it isn't Kenneth.
Hello, Kenneth.
Good evening, Miss Foster.
Come in, sit down.
Thank you.
Oh, no, not that chair. Take a good, comfortable chair. Judy always gets a guy wait at least a half hour on his first date with
him. Well, women are funny that way. Why are you staring at me, Randolph?
I was just trying to see where you're adorable.
Adorable?
Yeah, Judy says you're adorable. Frankly, Kenneth, after looking you over carefully.
Randolph. Tell your sister Kenneth.
Okay. Hey, Judy. Judy, your gazook is here.
You'll be down right away, Judy. You can keep Kenneth waiting on your second date. Tonight, you come right down here.
If he does, history will be made at the Foster's.
Oh, hello, Kenneth.
History is made.
It's so divine to see you.
Yes, isn't it?
You look just lovely in your baseball uniform. How do I look?
Well, you look swell. Except
what?
Well, those spots on your face.
Spots?
Judy, have you been using the Mercuricone?
No, why?
Well, Judy, in that case, you've got the measles.
The measles?
Measles?
Well, we'll hear even more about the measles in a moment. Right now, I'd like to remind you that you've got to be all there. Whether you're playing bridge or golf or buckled down to a desk, everybody knows that.
And everybody knows that nothing will dull your mind more quickly than a bad case of acid indigestion. What's the answer? Well, I'll tell you one answer. Next time you get that uncomfortable full feeling and heartburn, why don't you do as so many millions do? Try Thompson. They're pleasant. They're positive acting. Handy, too. Nothing to mix or stir. Just slip one or two Tums in your mouth as you would candy mints. And see how quickly your stomach feels calm and peaceful again. You know what? I'm telling you, millions, literally millions, night and day, at home or away, carry Tums right with them. Just in case they get acid indigestion from overeating or over-smoking or from any other cause. Remember, Tums are guaranteed to contain no soda. Get Tums at any drugstore, 10 cents a roll, three-roll package for a quarter. Tums for the tummy, T-U-M-S. Now, back to the Fosters.
Hello.
Hello, Judy, this is Kenneth.
Oh, hello, Kenneth. I'm terribly glad you called.
Oh, think nothing of it. I just was, I was thinking we might have made some now that you're getting over the fever.
Getting over them? Oh, Kenneth, I'm all better. I'm absolutely cured.
Hey, that's wonderful. Well, then I guess maybe we could have a date tonight. Would you like to go to the dance at the country club?
Oh, Kenneth, I'd adore to. I just love to go to the country club. It's so nice in the country.
You're sure you're all over the measles?
Oh, yes. The doctor said I was utterly all over them.
Well, then I'll see you tonight.
Oh, Kenneth, there's just one small thing. I can't go.
You can't? Well, why, Judy?
Because now Randolph got the
Date with Judy is written by Alleen Leslie, stars Louise Erickson and Dick Staple. The music was composed by Paul Sortel and conducted by Konstantin Bakalenko through the courtesy of RKO Studio. The program was produced and directed by Helen Mack. Kenneth was played by Scott Elliott, who appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. This is Art Baker inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday at the same time to keep your date with Judy. And remember, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums, T-U-M-S.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. This is KFI Los Angeles.